Praise the mighty Jesus. Amen. We give glory to the Lord Almighty for making us to see another Sunday. And I thank our Father and the Lord for this great opportunity that has been given unto me. I don't want to take it lightly. I pray that the anointing of the Lord will continually be upon you, sir, in the name of Jesus. You will not falter, you will not derail, sir, in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with you and your entire household and your ministry in the name of Jesus. The Lord will continue to honor you, sir. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Good morning, church. It's too cold. I need encouragement. Good morning, church. Thank you, because the weather is not cold, right? The Bible reading is taken from the book of, we just read as much as we can. The Lord will help us. The book of Numbers. The book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 22. I want to read from the beginning so that we will understand. We will understand it. At least we'll have a portion of the understanding. I read from verse 1. Then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel has done to the Amorites. And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because there were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now this company will lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of the people, to call him, saying, "Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me." Verses. "Therefore, please come at once, curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." 7. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee in their hands, and they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word to you. As the Lord speaks to me, so the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam." Then God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" 10. So Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, had sent to me, saying, 'Look, a people has come out of Egypt, and they cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to overpower them and drive them out.' And God said to Balaam, 'You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.' So Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, 'Go back to your land, for the Lord has refused to give me permission to go with you.' And the princes of Moab rose and went to Balak and said, 'Balaam refuses to come with us.' 15. Then Balak again sent princes with numerous and more honorable than they, and they came to Balaam and said to him, 'Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will certainly honor you greatly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse these people for me.' Then Balaam answered and said to the servant of Balak. Then Balak was to give me his house full of silver and gold. I could not go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now, therefore, please, you also stay here tonight that I may know what more the Lord will say to me. 20. And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the men call to you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do. 21. So Balaam rose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. Then God's anger was aroused because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way of the adversaries against him, and he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. So Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in the narrow path between the vineyard with a wall on the side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed himself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she laid down under Balaam. So Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with his staff. 28. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me this day, these three times? And Balaam said to the donkey, because you have abused me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I will kill you. 30. So the donkey said to Balaam, and I am not your donkey, and am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours? So to this day, was I ever disposed to you to do this to you? And he said, no. 31. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword on his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just titled this short word of exhortation as God's direction. God's direction. Actually, what we really, I just wanted to read the whole story, at least almost the whole thing, so that we'll be able to have the understanding of what exactly happened in this Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 22. What we really need there is, everything is important, but from 21 to 31, we heard about Balaam and Balak. And we know, do you know these two? They are the offsprings of Lot, the elder daughter of Lot, and the younger daughter. And we know, they are portioned after the destruction of the Sodom and Gomorrah. We all understand what Lot's daughters, what they did to their father, and they were able to have children. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. But for Balak, and the history of Balak, Balaam is, we were told, is a, like a wicked prophet. a wicked a prophet, and is from the Amorites. And Balak is from Moabites. And as we have read in the story, because Balak already, he heard about the Israelites. He heard, you know, that they are numerous in numbers. When they were coming from Egypt, you know, when they were coming, they already knew. And the Benjamites, you know, they had struggle, you know, with their people. And they were, you know, they killed a lot of them. But because Balak already knew about this, he was scared. He was fearful. He said, oh, that's why he hired Balaam to come and curse them. But who God has not caused, who can curse them? The Bible says, if God be with us, who can be against us? He was destined, he was desperate to curse these people, to tell the man of God to call these people. And you know, as a prophet, instead of him, God told him, do not go. But what did he do? He refused. He wanted, because he was enticed with the, you know, with the material things. When he sent, when Balak sent to him the first time, he sent them away. He said he would not go. But he sent the princes to him again with gold, with worldly things, and you know, he reconsidered it, that he will go, forgetting that God has not called, whoever God does not curse, who can curse them? Nobody. But he went on his way, just you know, to do exactly what the man told him. Then I said direction, God's direction. I just know we all understand direction. Direction, I just put it down, a course which someone moves. It's like a course which someone's move. It's like a guidance or management of someone or something. Who give us direction? Definitely, God is the giver of direction. We know through the help of the Holy Spirit. The book of Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you are led by the Spirit of God, definitely God will be directing you. God will be leading you. Look at the Balaam. Balaam was directed not to go, because he was led not to go. How many of us will have this opportunity that Balaam, because God will have destroyed him. If God, you know, God just bypass him and open, you know, the eyes of donkey. Can you imagine that? Because he was so stubborn, he was, you know, enticed with worldly things. He decided that he just have to go and be man pleaser and be the pleaser, you know, of Balaam. He was ready to go. And even if when the angel of the Lord, you know, appeared to the donkey, what did he do? He was even blaming the donkey that he should have killed him. Who should have killed who? He should have been killed for disobeying God. And the donkey was even, you know, God opened the mouth of the donkey because of he was so stubborn. God opened the mouth of the donkey, and you know, as God opened the mouth of the donkey, he now realized what he did. How many of us we have this second chance, this opportunity, when we want to be embark on a journey or something, you know, and God will be telling, we would have even begun. And on the way, if trouble comes, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. Look at this GPS and the navigator that we always, it happens to me often. You know, when I'm going, I already trust it's not going to fail. That is man-made something. And when I get to the end of dead end, and if the thing can't, you know, pick the location, do you know what it will always tell me? Proceed to the route, and it will just stop. Where do I proceed to? Because when I was leaving home, I did not even think of praying, because I would be in a hurry. But when the thing failed me, I would not say, God, please, can you just please help me? And I would now be asking for forgiveness of sins, because I did not tell God to please lead me, to please direct me. To, you know, when God leads us and directs us, it makes the road easy. It means, you know, we will not fail. Definitely, we will not fail. We will not be put to shame. Because if God has hand in something, we already know the end result. is success. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't let us be like me that always follow the, you know, the GPS. GPS is like, oh, our direction, and when it fails, then we begin to, God have mercy. The Lord will have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Amen. We will not go into the journey of no return in the name of Jesus. Amen. The book of Proverbs 3:5-6. Let's always trust the Lord. Because I don't know which, you know, what this man, but he was described in the Bible as wicked prophet. He didn't have a good record in the Bible as a, you know, wicked prophet. What will material things, you know, give him? God already, thank God for the, he can hear God clearly. Don't go. Disobedience. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The book of Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. The Lord will direct our path in the name of Jesus. If we have been wayward or going into the wrong direction, the Lord, he will reorder our steps to his own will in the name of Jesus. Even the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, it says, they are forsaking the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Verse 16, but was rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking with a voice, restrained the madness of the prophet. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Because of unrighteousness, because of worldly things, because of material things, because of vanity upon vanity, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Don't let us compromise. Don't let us compromise. You know, the Spirit of God will always tell us. We always nudge us. This is what, you know, don't let us. You know, we were even told in the, you know, in the Sunday school this morning. Don't let us compromise our salvation. Don't let us compromise our holiness. Instruction of the Lord, direction of the Lord, it only lead us, you know, to our destination without any hindrance. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The book of Jude, the only chapter in the book of Jude, verse 11, he says, woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam, for profit and perish in the rebellion of Korah. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. May this type of voice never, you know, be for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We need to understand that God is a promise keeper. If he promised something, if he promised he will be by us, he will direct us, he will surely direct us. Promise of God stands for sure for his children. We are the children. The book of Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God was with, you know, for the Israelites. God has made promise. He never breaks his promise. He has promised them. He has promised them. You know, that's why they are blessed. When we travel to Jerusalem, you know, you see all their things. It doesn't rain, and you know, even like as it rains in other part of, you know, countries. But if you see their fruit, if you see their, you know, their things, I was wondering how does this happen? Even though they're true, irrigation does, but there are some even on the rocky space. If you see them, if you see their things, very beautiful, very beautiful. If you see, you know, the fruit I bought at Jericho. If you see how sweet, I say, oh, I've not tasted taste like this before. Because God has blessed them. Even though they offend God so many, but God always have mercy because he has promised them. He promised them, and he always keep his promise. And look at, you know, just ordinary Balaam. He was going to cause them. He already said he wasn't going to. But because, you know, he just changed his mind. Don't let us be wayward. Don't let us be wayward. The book of Numbers 23:19-20. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. As he said, and will he not do it? Or as he spoken, and will he not make it good? That is our God. That is our God. If he has said something, you know, he has promised, he has said it. He promised to be with the Israelites. He promised to be with them. And he promised, you know, that the blessing. Look at Abraham. He said, you know, that's why we are able to associate with Abraham. And we always say, Abraham's blessings are ours. God has blessed them. Nobody can curse them. Ordinary person wanted to curse them. He said, behold, I've received, you know, a command to bless, and I cannot reverse it. That is in verse 20 of that thing. He cannot, you know, reverse it. He has promised to bless the Israelites. He cannot reverse it. God has blessed Israelites who Balak wanted to curse. God cannot change his mind. Whatever the promise God has given us, it will not be reversed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our attitude will not cause God to reverse it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even up to our generation and unborn generations in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Psalm 32 verse 8. We just need to be praying without ceasing. Because, you know, if we say we want to do it by ourselves, we have no power of our own. Just like that song, we have no power of our own. We need to be on daily basis, you know, seeking for his direction. If, you know, an opportunity will just come. Before you jump into it, God, what would you have me to do? How would you lead me? Are you going to back me up? Are you going to support me? Lead me. You know, we can go into prayer and fasting. No matter how beautiful the thing is, let God always lead us to choose. Let God just always lead us to direction, the right direction, the counsel of the Lord, to stand forever in whatever we want to lay our hands on. That is why we will be able to, you know, to have a great success. The Lord will grant all our efforts with success in the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 2, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. That is the book of Psalm 32. Verse 8, allow him to order your steps and establish you in all that you do. That is found in the book of Psalm 37, verse 23. It says, the steps of a man are established by the Lord. He delights in his way. The Lord will delight in all our ways in the name of Jesus. Amen. He will give us direction. The Lord, you know, the small voice will always tell us, this is the way I want you to go. If you digress, you are just on your own. Whatever you see there, you will now come back. God has seen. But it's just going to prolong the matter. Instead of, you know, what we're supposed to have, taken, you know, maybe one or three months, it will prolong the matter. And we will now be repenting and praying again. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Allow him to order our steps. Just listen, you know, always listen to God. In details, not in part. God, you know, is God of details. If he really wants to lead you, if he wants to direct you, want to give you the instruction, he is God of details. He will not do it in halfway. He's only for you. He's only you. He will not do it in halfway. He will do it in details. Let's always listen to God. You know, Isaiah 30:21. He says, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, and when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, he will always tell us this is the way, unless we just want to, you know, we want to be on our own. And as long as we are on your own, that's why I said, not many of us will have the grace that, you know, Balaam had. God would have struck, you know, would have killed him just like that, but he still had the grace of God. He was instructed not to go, but he still went. God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Obedience is very important. Complete one is the key to God's instruction, because he has a better plan, and you know the direction is always divine. The book of popular verse of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not evil, to give you a future and hope. Another version says, of the unexpected end, a future and hope. If God says that, what will man give us? Can anybody buy us over? When God has said this, when God is leading us, he has to give us clear instruction, and somebody is trying to bribe us. Oh, do this. Oh, can you do this? And immediately we hear about dollar or whatever, our, you know, we close the heights to the Holy Spirit, we just begin to follow and follow and follow, or if we see beautiful things, what will separate us from the love of God? The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Money will not be a barrier. Prosperity will not be a barrier. Worldly things will not be a barrier in the name from us, between us and our God, in the name of Jesus. Our God will be the all sufficiency for us in Jesus' name. And when He promises us, in due time, He will surely, make it to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to say that. We are not going to take too much of our time. Then I said, in conclusion, do we still really want to take the lead? Did the Lord to take the lead in our lives? Do we still want Him to direct our path? Do we still want to listen to instruction from Him? Do we still want to follow, to go to the Holy Spirit? Even when we are in darkness of something, when we are in total darkness, we want the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't let us just jump into conclusion. Oh, this, I remember. I'm sorry to have said this. There was this when they were doing just being paid. They were doing it. This church was under the bridge then. And then I was praying. Do you know God? God just said, be thanking me. And I wanted to buy a house. Oh, be thanking me. I said, God, that means God has done it. And for the VG, we were not many then. And I was just being paid, was introduced to me. I said, yes, because God has said, I should, we need the standing of the Holy Spirit. When God says, be thanking me, I believe He has done it. But did I require of Him? Okay, what direction should I go? Instruction to take. Immediately I had just been paid. I just jumped into the thing. Because I was told, I'm going to buy a house of my choice. Oh, and I didn't have enough money. I just jumped to it. Lo and behold, it is just the grace of God. Because I told our pastor, they will have been doing deliverance for me forever. Because the money I had in hand, I told my son was telling me, Mom, this is, don't complain, because he was the one keeping the money. Oh, I said, I'm ready, because I've been told, I did, this. And God told me, I should just be thanking Him. To cut the whole story short, it is only the grace of God. I think my son, joined the thing and gave like maybe almost 2,000. He wasn't able to get the money up to today. But my own, I told him, I said, put 20,000, the whole money that I had, put it there, because it's going to be doubled. I didn't, ask God, should I go? Should I do this? No, I didn't listen to his instruction or direction, just because he already said, be thanking me. The money was there. It was with the middlemen. When that business crashed, the middlemen. And I was told, immediately I told my son, I said, you better go and collect my money. He said, you already told me this. I said, if this money, if it's not refundable, I don't know what will happen. That is the dead end, the crossroad. I was like, furious. He was telling me, instead of me, just to be asking for forgiveness, God, because I didn't listen to your instruction just like that. It is just the grace of God. And immediately I was just rolling on the floor, because they said my money was with the middlemen. If it has, crossed over to the thing, I told the pastor, I said, you will be doing deliverance for my enemy forever, because the money will be gone. That is the last hope. But thank God, because I was looking for money doubling. Not trusting God and, hoping for looking for His direction to call, to letter. The Lord, how many of us, we just jump into something because, we see it. Oh, this is good. Not all things that glitter is gold. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Are we still ready to have this relationship with Him? Are we still ready to rededicate our lives? We are falling, most of the time, falling short of His glory, just like I've just said. Immediately, I just, fell down on my face. Lord, I have sinned again. I did not listen to You. You told me You will lead me, You will do this. And God is a merciful God. He will take us back. He will revive us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we let's you know, make peradventure you what you just search your way, search your heart, where we have you know fallen short of His glory because we are not perfect, and we were told this morning we should get prepared. You never know; He's coming like a thief in the night. Who knows when He would? And all the signs is already there. Is it false a prophet? They are out there. Is it you know money doubling? They are out there. Who think of anything? They are out there. We are all seeing the signs. I even heard, you know, they said London, this COVID stuff, they said there will be a passport. If you don't, you have not done the vaccine, you're taking the vaccine. They said they would, maybe you will not be allowed, you know, to enter some places. Let's just get prepared. If your relationship is not smooth with the Lord, this is the time. Is the time. Or maybe you don't have the relationship with Him anymore. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Tell Him to have mercy. Because I believe He had mercy on this man called a prophet. If not, for a donkey to have spoken, that is amazing grace. How many of us will enjoy that kind of grace? The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us always allow the Holy Spirit. No matter the thing is glittering, what you see it, don't let us jump into it just like that. As the children of the Most High, He is our Creator. He knows what fits us. And He's our provider. Look at the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 3, you know, is my 3:20. That was my watchword. God, you know, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can be able or to think or imagine, according to the power. What is that power, you know, that you trust in? Because with that power, if He promised you, it will not fail. So when we need things, let's go into the Word of God. Let's allow God to lead us. And as God is leading us, you know, He will never fail us because He's not a man that He should lie. He will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us rise up on our feet. You all know where you are falling short of glory, of His glory. You want Him to take absolute control. I want Him to take absolute control of my life, of my ways, my prayer life, my everything, my family, my decision, my direction, my everything, all of me. I want to surrender to Him, you know, to Him. I surrender. Oh. I surrender. Unto Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Your relationship with Him is broken. Surrender all to Him. Tell Him you are sorry. As I'm telling Him, I'm sorry. In the name of Jesus, I surrender my heart. Daddy, Lord Jesus, where I have been complacent, where I have not, Daddy, take it to your instruction, Daddy, to let Father, please, Lord, have mercy, give us a second chance in the name of Jesus. We know, oh Lord, we know our destination. We don't want to go to the journey of no return. That because if we go, Daddy, Lord Jesus, if we make it to heaven, that is a true journey. That is where we will receive our crown on that the last day. Father, please, oh Lord, Lord, prepare me. Sanctuary, pure and holy, try and throw with thanksgiving. I be a living sanctuary for you. Let's rededicate our life to Him again. That Lord, take absolute control in the name of Jesus. We don't want to go to the journey of no return. Prepare us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We will not fall by the roadside in the name of Jesus. As many, O Lord, that want to rededicate their lives to you right now. Father, Lord Jesus, accept us, O Lord. Holy Spirit divine, be our rear guard. In the name of Jesus,
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Daddy, we bless your name, O Lord. For it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.